Something new is happening down on the farm. It's called biofarming. Farming spelled with a PH instead of an F. Biotech companies are growing experimental crops designed to produce pharmaceuticals for humans and animals. For example, a vaccine to prevent foot and mouth disease could be built right into the corn fed to livestock. But the biopharmaceutical industry is running into trouble in the Corn Belt. NPR's John McChesney reports that two incidents of crop contamination have raised fears about the reputation of the region's food crops.
Aurora, Nebraska sits on the edge of the Great Plains in the central part of the state. Towering over the town are the grain elevators, the great white icons of fading Midwestern prosperity. A dump truck backs into the Aurora Co-op elevator to unload some white corn. A cascade of corn pours through the grate in the floor and is then lifted into the elevator. It's a normal routine here, but things have not been normal in Aurora for a while. A few weeks ago, a load of 500 bushels of soybeans was unloaded here, which had been grown on a field where a biopharmaceutical corn crop had been grown the previous year. Some corn seed left on the ground last fall grew up this year and got mixed in with the soybeans. That's not a good thing. The Department of Agriculture called Harlan Schaefer, the Aurora Co-op director, and told him to quarantine the entire contents of the elevator. Schaefer is a soft-spoken man who is unhappy about all this controversy. He had just chased off five Greenpeace protesters who had climbed one of his elevators and unfurled a banner. He won't talk about where the beans are now.
I guess where exactly they are, I don't consider that to be news. I consider it to be nosiness. I don't want to attract any more attention to that particular load of soybeans or to myself as far as that goes. The only thing I will say is I know right where they are. My people hold the keys to the building. Nobody's getting in and no beans are leaving.
Schaefer, who believes that biopharmaceuticals can help the local farm economy, doesn't like the way the new industry is being regulated.
We're in a position where the technology has outrun the regulations. Quite honestly, I believe the regulators are making up the rules as they go because they have no choice.
Prodigene, the biotech firm involved in a Nebraska case, had another problem in the neighboring state of Iowa. This time, 155 acres of corn, believed to have been cross-pollinated by a pharmaceutical crop, had to be burned. Mike Phillips is with the Biotech Industry Organization, or BIO. He says these incidents have led BIO to encourage its member companies to experiment with food plants only in places like Arizona or Colorado.
Places that, if there were to be a mishap, then you're not going to be endangering commodity crops that are grown for the food and feed supply.
Phillips acknowledges, though, that his organization can't compel its members to stay out of the Corn Belt, and that's fine with Iowa's Governor Tom Vilsack. Vilsack believes that biopharmaceuticals offer a great opportunity for the struggling farmers of his state.
This is a phenomenal opportunity for our country. And to suggest that the most productive and best farmers in the world with the greatest land and most productive land in the world cannot participate in this, I just think is short-sighted.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association, worried about the impact of biopharmaceuticals on the food processing industry, has suggested that biotech companies would do well to work only with non-food plants like tobacco. But Governor Vilsack argues that corn should be given a chance because it easily produces the proteins used in pharmaceuticals.
As you look at emerging industry, why would you basically say you're going to take one of your most effective and efficient engines of creating these proteins and take it off the table? Because there may be some risk or may not be risk, we're just not sure. Why not accelerate the research on determining what the risks are? And while that's occurring, create very strict and tough protocols and standards that allow this opportunity to be advanced in all parts of the country.
Neil Harl teaches agricultural law and economics at Iowa State University. He also farms corn and soybeans, and he's not opposed to bioengineered crops. But he believes that the risks of biopharmaceuticals outweigh the benefits right now. The purity of the food crops must be protected at all costs, he says.
If consumers worldwide gain the impression that their breakfast cereal might have been contaminated with something for HIV or cystic fibrosis, it tends to cause consumers to react adversely. And that long term can have a damaging effect on demand for the corn crop.
Unlike the governor, Harrell says most farmers will not receive additional income from biopharmaceuticals. He says the entire regulatory apparatus for these crops needs to be overhauled in light of these recent events. And he objects to all the secrecy surrounding the industry. Right now, the locations of test plots, as well as the substance being produced, are kept under wraps. Trade secrets and security are the reasons given by officials. Harrell says this just adds to consumer doubt. And it's not fair to other farmers. All growers within 2 miles of a pharmaceutical crop should be notified, he says.
Right now, farmers don't know what's being grown across the fence.
Meanwhile, back in Aurora, Nebraska, the fate of those soybeans hasn't yet been determined. The Food and Drug Administration, which shares responsibility for biopharmaceuticals with USDA, has said they won't get into food or feed. Prodigene has agreed to pay for their destruction, if that's ordered. Like many farmers here, co-op director Harlan Schaefer is skeptical that the contamination is harmful, and he says the beans may be wasted.
At this point in time, God has placed me in charge of the barns. These are his gifts that he's delivered through this harvest. Before they're destroyed, I need to know that it is for some purpose, some necessary purpose other than so that someone can save face or avoid embarrassment.
The USDA and the FDA are currently reviewing their guidelines for biopharmaceutical crops. As currently formulated, those guidelines will not prohibit such crops from being grown in the Corn Belt. John McChesney, NPR News, Aurora, Nebraska.